Well, it looks like we're on a roll with no show guests. No, we are trying to reach our scheduled guest to talk about spanking and a recent study on spanking that indicates it may be linked to aggressive behavior in children. But in the meantime, we're going to conduct our November open line. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 5th. Once a month, we open our lines to find out what is on your mind and what guests and topics that you would like to hear discussed on this program. Usually we schedule them, but every once in a while there's an impromptu open line if we have a miscommunication with a guest. So we are opening the lines for you now. What issue is out there that you want to hear more about here on the Joy Cardine Show? What topic has your attention these days? Is there a new book out that you'd like to hear from the author? Anything goes on open lines in terms of the issues and ideas that you would like discussed on this show. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up, we are going to talk about the Employment Non-Discrimination Act that cleared a hurdle in the U.S. Senate last night. It opens the door for full floor debate on the U.S. Senate, and a vote in the U.S. Senate is expected on this act that would prohibit gay and lesbian employees from workplace discrimination. Again, the U.S. Senate will plan a vote on this by the end of the week, but we heard also yesterday from House Speaker John Boehner, who announced his opposition to the act. We'll talk with a guest political scientist coming up after 7 o'clock about the political and practical ramifications of this. That's coming up after 7. And then after 8 o'clock, it's On Your Money. Financial planner Kevin McKinley will be in, as he is most Tuesdays, and will have some information and advice on your money. We'll find out about some good news and bad news about Social Security checks coming up after 8 o'clock. So what else would you like to hear on this show? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Is there an issue that you think hasn't been getting enough attention? We've certainly been doing a lot on the Affordable Care Act and the problems with the Affordable Care Act. Is there an angle that you think we have not covered recently? Or maybe there is another perspective that you would like to hear on that. Or maybe you think there's an issue that isn't getting the attention it deserves because so much attention is being focused on Obamacare. Whatever the case may be, we welcome your suggestions during this November open line. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And I understand some of you are calling in because you want to talk about the long-term effects of spanking. Well, if you want to do that, that's fine. If we do reach our scheduled guest, we will talk about this new study that says that spanking is linked to aggressive behavior in children and also to language problems in children. There have been a lot of studies that say that spanking has negative side effects. Why is it that so many parents still spank? More than 50% of parents spank still. Do you? Let us know, and let us know what other suggestions you have for this program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up this afternoon at Central Time between 3 and 6, Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert always look at the news of the day on Central Time. Also coming up this afternoon after 3 o'clock, they will talk with the author of the hit children's series, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and they'll also explore the world of online dating. That's on Central Time after 3 o'clock. After 4, a discussion on why the death penalty may be facing some challenges, and also a celebration of National Novel Writing Month. So some interesting topics coming up this afternoon on Central Time. What would you like to hear on this show? We're getting some calls coming in, but we don't have the calls completely cleared yet. We want to get to those as soon as possible. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Okay, well, we're gonna take our first caller. Jim is on the road somewhere in Wisconsin. Hi, Jim. What would you like to hear?
I'm curious about this Obamacare thing. I used to see the merits in it when I first heard about it. But I'm starting to see now that with our economy based on a supply and demand system, and the government creating this demand, what then is going to happen to the prices? I mean, what's going to keep the insurance companies from jacking up the prices because of this demand that's put on us?
Mm-hmm. What kept the insurance company from jacking up the prices before?
Of the insurance that they're providing.
Right, but what stopped the insurance company from jacking up the prices before the Affordable Care Act?
Well, you jack it up too much, and people unfortunately would run to government subsidies, Medicaid. I'm not good at this.
Yeah. So you want to hear an expert say what's going to happen to insurance costs in the long run.
What is the government doing to regulate this so that the prices don't go through the roof?
Got it.
If they're making this demand for us, what are they doing to make it so that we aren't going to get ranked over the coals when it comes down when things settle out? You know, right now, everybody's going to be worrying about how they look. But when this is enacted, when this is in full swing, what's going to keep them from, you know, driving the prices as high as they want?
All right. Thanks very much, Jim. I'll put that down as a possibility to pursue on a future program. And I shouldn't pretend that I'm an expert on any of these topics. I'm just conversation here as to what you'd like to hear discussed on the show. We will look for guests to be the experts. Tom in Burlington is with us. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I wish they would concentrate a little bit on this. They passed this law that women feel discriminated in the workplace can only sue in a federal court. They cannot sue in a state court. This thing has slipped through last year, and I wish you maybe would do it on a comparative basis from state to state. For instance, in New Jersey, Governor Christie is running for re-election today, and his record is terrible in regard to how they treat women in the workplace. I know a woman in particular worked for a company 17 years, and she was fired. They walked her out of there like she was a criminal. Well, they escort her out to her car, and that's it. And she has no recourse. And I wish we would keep this in front of the public, that it's no way to treat women, and they have to band together and realize what's going on here.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Our next caller is Corey in Delavan. Hi, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been waiting for a show or for a chance to call in with a topic suggestion.
Good.
My child is a sophomore at UW-Milwaukee, studying biology, and has a second-year chemistry class this year with a teacher's assistant, a TA, of foreign descent. No disrespect for where this man comes from or culture or anything like that. The problem that they're having is a communication problem where he's incredibly difficult to understand. And I took it upon myself to call the dean after much thought and talking to many, many other parents because, you know, these are adults now in college. But I am footing the bill for my daughter, and if she fails this class, possibly because of this reason, you know, I'm going to have to pay for it again. So I did talk to the dean, and we discussed it at length. It's very difficult for me to understand why they put these kids behind the eight ball right off the bat when there's such a communication barrier. My child said that the students look from one another, you know, with questioning looks like they don't understand what he just said. And when my child asked a question, he didn't understand the question. And it's strictly communication. Now, some other parents that I've talked to said where she has older children already through college that they learned.
Yeah. What did the dean say when you expressed the
concern? He was incredibly gracious. He's very new since July at UW-Milwaukee. He listened completely to what I had to say, but basically that these foreign TAs or professors or whomever, you know, apparently have to go through some testing to understand, to speak, to read and write the English language. It's just that that doesn't always take care of the heavy accent that comes along with different languages or foreign people trying to speak the English language, as it is for us when we go to other countries trying to speak their languages. So essentially, I don't think anything was going to get done, but at least I, you know, was able to say my piece. Now, other parents said that their kids have learned, and especially Madison area, which has a high percentage, I guess, of foreign TAs, the kids, if they find out early enough, they just drop the class and try and pick up another one or pick it up at a later time when somebody else is teaching it. And I can completely understand that. I don't know if you've ever been, you know, even when you make a call for your cable or something like that and you get a somebody from a foreign country, it is so difficult to understand what they're saying. And when you're in a, you know, a chemistry class, and this stuff is, well, it's all important. Every subject is. But, you know, you just start out right off the bat having such a difficult time just understanding what the person is trying to teach you. You're behind the eight ball right off the bat.
Thank you very much, Corey, for that suggestion, and we'll certainly put it down on the list to see if there's a show that we can do on it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is a November open line, an impromptu open line, and we're welcoming your suggestions for future programs, things you'd like to hear discussed on this program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 21 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 5th. This is our November open line for program suggestions, issues and ideas that you would like discussed on this program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Tom in Madison is with us now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Joy. I know there have been a number of shows discussing frac sand mining. And by the way, I just want to sympathize with Corey, your previous caller. I had the same experience at the University of Rochester 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number of shows on frac sand mining that you've done, but I don't think there has been a proper focus on the following two elements. The first would be what this is doing in terms of wildlife habitat. These are expansive operations, and they really destroy the habitat possibilities and put a lot of pressure on wildlife in Wisconsin. And the second is just the idea that maybe we need to revisit some aspects of private property rights. When does somebody step over the boundary line and have the authority to permanently disfigure and destroy the environment for every future generation of human beings living in this state? And we need to look at what we're doing and say, you know, that's not such a good idea. Let them get their sand from the desert.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate the suggestion. We'll continue to follow frac sand mining, and those particular angles sound like something we have not really talked a lot about. Brandon in Ferryville is with us. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, Joy. I was reading an article the other day about the Minnesota Symphony up in Minneapolis there, and they're still locked out because of their union negotiations and things. I think it'd be interesting to have a show about that and about arts funding in general. I'm studying for my English education degree, and I hope to help out with high school theater wherever I teach. And it's something that I've noticed in the schools that I've worked in and helped with their theater programs, that they usually don't receive any funding from the school. They rely on their ticket sales or things like that. And so it's difficult because, I think we need a lot more arts funding in Wisconsin and across the nation in general. So I think a show about that would be interesting.
Thank you, Brandon. Yeah, we have certainly done some things on arts funding, but we have not really looked at that orchestra lockout. So I appreciate the idea. John in Madison is with us now. Hi, John.
Hello. I've got two topics for you. The first one has been systematically censored by the media, and it's of incredible importance to people in this country, and that's the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to be coming up for a vote in the next couple of weeks. It involves the U.S. and 12 other Pacific Rim countries, and similar to NAFTA and CAFTA, and it poses the same problems. It's like we've never learned from our mistakes, and our current president said he was going to correct NAFTA, and he hasn't, and now he's in the process of signing this even larger treaty. Its import is this: it kills the sovereignty of this country. It makes us at the mercy of these large corporations. They can overrun local ordinances, file lawsuits against people.
I just want to let you know, John, that we are talking about that, and tomorrow's big question between 7 and 8, that is a top candidate for that. So
okay,
the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
That's wonderful, but make sure that you cover the fact of net censorship, workers' rights, and environmental destruction. The other topic is Iraq is going to hell and has been for the last 5 years. Last year, there were 4,500 people blown up in Iraq. We've got 15,000 to 20,000 State Department personnel there, so it's very apropos to this country. Plus, we're giving it over $1 billion a year in all sorts of aid, including military aid. And Maliki has in the last week been in the White House trying to get more aid. The carnage has tripled in the last 7 months. It's now 1,000 a month, whereas before it was 350 a month. And we still don't know what, and that is Sunni on Shiite violence. That's not what Maliki is doing to suppress the Sunni population, which have not been given their fair share of the country after the U.S. left. But again, we've got between 15,000 and 20,000 State Department personnel, a huge investment in this country. Nobody is covering it. If you read the New York Times every day, you get about a 2 or 3 sentence coverage of it. They're trying to minimize the fact that this aggression by the United States has turned out disastrously, not only for us, but for that country.
Thank you very much, John, for both of those suggestions. Appreciate it. Joan in Williams Bay is with us now. Hi, Joan.
Yes, good morning. First of all, thank you very much for this open line forum. It provides opportunities for people like me to voice their opinion.
Mm-hmm. And what is it
I'm
that you'd like to hear?
Up on Tom's remark about women having to go through federal court to pursue their civil rights. It's such a sensitive issue for me. I want my granddaughters to enjoy them. I want women's rights, civil rights, to be up front on the front burner all the time, just like the civil rights movement and the gay rights movement. Their issues were up front all the time until they got heard. This is so important.
Yeah. You know what? One thing that we might do is that there is a new push by some to get the Equal Rights Amendment back on the ballot. And that, of course, is the Equal Rights for Women constitutional amendment that did not make it into the U.S. Constitution a couple decades ago. There is a new push to try that again, and maybe we can do something on that. Thank you very much, Joan. We will certainly continue to follow this. Our next caller is Carol in Oconomowoc. Hello, Carol.
Hi, good morning, Joy. My topic is around animal cruelty, specifically how Wisconsin stacks up in terms of puppy mill rules, animal breeding, and cruelty to animals, what it costs our society, and maybe just some education for folks around what kind of animals are available through rescue. I think there's a lot of misconceptions around, you know, adopting through a rescue organization. I think that, you know, a huge percentage of our society benefits from having pets, but then there's also a huge percentage that either doesn't care or doesn't know. And I just wonder how Wisconsin stacks up compared to other states and what is being done in terms of either legislation or regulation of commercial breeders, holding them accountable for their misdeeds and following up on them.
Thank you very much, Carol. We'll certainly put that on the list as well. Getting lots of great suggestions during this November open line. Keep them up at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back to hear more of your suggestions for guests and topics that you would like discussed on this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday, November 5th. We are holding our November open line during this hour and welcoming your suggestions for issues and ideas that you would like discussed on this program. Guests, authors, topics, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We do appreciate all of your suggestions. We will follow up on as many as we can, and we will pass along those to other shows that may be more appropriate for other shows. So we do appreciate all of your ideas. Lots of emails. William sent an email. I think many of your listeners would love to know whether Wisconsinites favor the legalization of marijuana. And if so, what are the prospects that the legislature will take any action on this matter? All right. Thanks very much, William. Yeah, a poll came out recently, and for the first time, more people approved of the legalization of marijuana than ever before. Stephen emails a new book on innovation entitled Creating Innovators, The Making of Young People Who Will Change the World. This discusses the importance of innovation in today's changing economy and the roles of parents, teachers, and mentors. We must move away from manufacturing and focus on innovating. All right, thank you very much for that suggestion. Let's go to Elise and Racine now. Hi, Elise. Elise, are you there? Elise.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
now me? I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, apparently you can't hear me, though, Elise. I don't know why we can't, why Elise can't hear me, but she wanted us to talk about Asperger's in the workplace, and that's an interesting suggestion. We will look into it. And I'm sorry for the miscommunication. Let's see if Pat and Amory can hear me. Hi, Pat. Do you hear me?
Hi, Dre. Thanks for this opportunity this morning. I think one of the things I would like to show dedicated to, one of the topics, is the no-fault divorce state that we live in Wisconsin. The pros and cons of that, I think our legal system is bogged down, and many times family court commissioners and judges are faced with applying the law even when they know that it's, from a logical point of view, it's wrong. There's situations where people had multiple DUIs, are now given 50% custody of their kids, and do it again, and the law in the state where it's a no-fault divorce state, where you're able to conduct yourself outside of society norms and really bad behavior and not be responsible or accountable for that. I don't know if that's the pro-family state that I think most of us want Wisconsin to be, but it's not going to change unless, unfortunately, you know, some real tragic stories are talked about and our lawmakers in the state look at it and apply logic to the law and change the law, predominantly. So I would like a show dedicated to that topic.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. Appreciate it. Nadine from Chippewa Falls wants to see a show about family-friendly activities in the Twin Cities area for those who live in the western part of the state. Okay, all right. Well, that sounds interesting. We do the Tell Joy Where to Go, mainly in Wisconsin, just about every Friday from 6 until 7. But we can certainly focus in on Minneapolis, St. Paul for one of those shows. We do allow suggestions for nearby states as well. So thanks for that idea. We'll see what we can do with that. Kim in Eau Claire is with us. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I am wondering if you could do something. There's not a lot of information out there about the state wanting to drop the Common Core standards that they just implemented into school districts. I know that there's a lot of districts that, you know, financially struggle to get a lot of this information to their teachers and just so that their students, excuse me, would have these opportunities with the Common Core standards. But last week I heard a brief snippet when I was in Madison about the government now it coming forth that they may not enforce all schools to have Common Core standards.
Thank you very much, Kim. We can do an update on Common Core. We did one a few weeks ago with an education columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but we can see where it stands now. Thanks a lot for the idea. 1-800-642-1234 is our number. If you have an idea for a future show, maybe there's an issue that you don't think is getting enough attention in the media, or there's a new book that you noticed on the bookshelf that you'd like to know more about, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Chris in Brookfield. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to tell you that November 21st, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, is National Children's Grief Awareness Day. And it's a day when we pay attention to children's grief, whether that is from death, divorce, separation, incarceration, immigration, all of the myriad of causes of grief in children. And I would like to hear a show about the importance of addressing childhood grief, that if you don't address it at when it happens, ramifications as an adult will occur.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I did not know about this particular awareness day, and I don't think we've ever done a program on children's grief. So.
I'm the executive director of Healing Hearts of Waukesha County, and we are a peer-to-peer grief support for children and families who are facing grief due to the loss of an adult. And on that particular day, we have a celebration at Horning Middle School, and part of our programming that we're offering is a discussion by Bill Seymour, who is a child and adolescent psychologist from Children's Hospital, and he's going to be speaking on that particular topic.
Thank you very much for the suggestion and the looks like maybe even a specific guest possibility there. Thank you very much for letting us know. Scott in Baraboo is with us. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Joy. I'm actually going around a bad quarter right now. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, be safe, okay.
All right, thank you. I actually work very closely with law enforcement, and over the years there's been a growing number of officers and their administrators and whatnot actually kind of going towards the theory of legalizing all drugs and taking the money from the war on drugs and putting it toward mental health, rehab, and that sort of thing. It would save, you know, just billions of dollars in prison and fighting the drug war and putting that money toward the mental health action. There's actually it's growing fairly rapidly, believe it or not. You know, now your most common street cop probably would not agree with that, but the guys who are in it deep, you know, DEA and those type people, it's a pretty common topic.
Thank you very much, Scott. I remember talking to a law enforcement guy who was traveling around the country on horseback, I think, and he was for the legalization of all drugs, if I'm not mistaken, and it certainly was an interesting program, and it was some time back, so certainly a topic we can visit again. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are conducting a November open line. Once a month or so, we open up the lines to hear what's on your mind, what you want to hear discussed on this show, and this is one of those times. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Back now to our November open line. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 5th. Our next caller is Scott in New Glarus. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the TV show Shark Tank.
Yes, a little bit.
You know, people come on and promote their ideas or pitch them. I thought it would be interesting for listeners on the radio that have some form of protection, a patent or something, where they could perhaps get 30 seconds to talk about their invention, their idea, you know, a little self-promotion. I find the show on TV very interesting, and I thought it would be interesting to listen to people from the area and see what they're inventing,
that
you know, what
cool.
They're
well,
working
me,
on.
Give me an idea. Scott, do you have a 30-second spiel on your invention?
Well, yeah, I guess I do. I've got a couple things. One of them is called Rapid Honk. It's a device that you put onto the your vehicle's horn, and whenever you hold the horn button down, it pulses the horn on and off at 7 times per second, a very rapid pulsing of the horn, which I have found and used to help people avoid collisions with deer.
Oh, good for you.
Animals.
And that's almost 30 seconds. So.
Oh, rabbithonk.com if you want to take a look.
All right. Well, thanks for that idea, Scott. Anybody else have an invention that that they would share on an open line? I'm curious if we could fill an hour with that. Maybe we could. We do have an email from Eric who would like to hear a show about the Creation Museum. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but we can look into the Creation Museum. So thanks for that email. Let's go next to Tony in Milwaukee. Hi, Tony.
Hello. I just think it'd be nice if you ever had, you guys have talked about labor a lot, but it'd be once in a while, it'd be nice if you had somebody that, like a union representative, maybe, you know, that represented one of the big, bigger unions whenever there is an issue, because it seems like usually there's either a politician or a business owner or a professor, but it'd be nice to have, when you usually get a lot of callers that are more pro-union, it's usually the callers that are calling in, but it'd be nice to have somebody to take calls that's actually a union representative to maybe give the opinion of the union side of things, you know?
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Tony. We try, but we can certainly look for more union representatives when we talk about labor issues. Appreciate that idea. Mary in Madison. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for having me. My suggestions are two guests that have kind of a common topic. And one is a Milwaukee cardiologist. His name is Dr. William Davis, who has written a book called The Weak Belly. And the other is Dr. David Perlmutter, who's a neurologist, and he has written a book called The Green Brain. And from different perspectives, they both pretty much approach how carbs and specifically wheat and our grains affect our health, our ability to live healthfully. And,
well, that's interesting. I certainly have heard of the book, The Wheat Belly. I didn't realize, did you say it was written by a Milwaukee cardiologist?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah.
And the Green Brain, this Dr. Perlmutter, do you know where he is?
I don't know where he is.
Okay.
And he's a neurologist. So both of them are kind of coming at it from a different perspective, but their conclusions are pretty close. And sounds like... the other thing that I'm really interested in finding out about is they speak about how our grains of today and our flours of today have been so altered from what they were originally when we were when our ancestors were using grain to make their wheat flour that they are pretty much unrecognizable as to what they used to be. So I would also really like to know, where do you find heritage grains and flours? And if you use that type of flour, would it be as detrimental to your health as the ones that we are using now?
Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate that. Okay, we got a long list of ideas so far from this November open line, but still time for some more. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Cheryl in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi there. I was just wondering, a definition of privacy. I mean, not just the HIPAA privacy, you know, for medical issues, but I see it so often in media where they open up the address of the individual that's on the news story. They give their address and everything. I think it just opens up that individual to, you know, to possible other infringements on those people besides the, like, the fire or the robbery. Privacy.
Yeah, so I, and I'm sorry, I just, you say if you hear in the media a person's name.
They have to name the address. You know, there was a fire at blah, 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 XYZ Street. And it just opens that individual up to more public scrutiny than the fire. You know, they could just say there's a fire in Elm Street. Or, because that individual, I think, is then open to such...
I see what you're saying. You just think it's an unnecessary invasion of that person's privacy. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Something to look into. Let's go to Tina in Milwaukee. Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your idea?
Well, my idea is that I'm a small business owner, and we are using a PEO, Professional Employer Organization, which allows small businesses to, if you payroll your employees through their service, you can offer them health care benefits. When you have small numbers of employees. And we have one that we're using currently, but I haven't found others, and I'd like to do a cost comparison because they're, now that we're up to about 20-some employees, they're getting a little expensive. And I was just wondering if anyone else is using a PEO and how we might find out about them. I don't find much when I go on Google in this area anyway.
All right. Thanks, Tina. All right. I'm mulling how we would make that a talk show of mass appeal, but maybe we could look into it a little bit. Thanks very much. Valerie on Facebook says, I would like to hear from an expert on transgender rights, specifically including the specialized health care for both female-to-male and male-to-female individuals. I know many things have changed due to presidential order, but these things can be reversed by a future administration and are not set in place by the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. The National Center for Transgender Equality has much more information on this. All right, thanks very much to Valerie. Another emailer wants a show about homeschooling in Wisconsin. Okay, thanks for that idea. Jackie in Drummond. Hi, Jackie.
Yes, I just got involved in a program called LEAP, and I can't remember what the acronym is, but it's working with pre-dementia and early Alzheimer patients, and it's a cognitive exercise and social program, and it's just very interesting, and I think that we should do a little bit more on Alzheimer's, pre-Alzheimer's, how the community can be involved, and then also under this, there's a lot of adult daycare programs where people get respite, you know, with their Alzheimer's patients, and I'm from the Sawyer County area, and they have a program in Hayward. And I don't have the contact right now, but I'll call you off air. But it's a really interesting volunteering, and it's a small commitment, but it really pays off when you give the caregiver respite and you're working with this Alzheimer's patient.
Thank you so much, Jackie. By the way, we are doing a show on Alzheimer's disease tomorrow between 6 and 7 during this first hour of the show tomorrow. And it's based, I believe, on Alzheimer's Awareness Month and some the latest research on Alzheimer's disease. And we can certainly ask about pre-dementia or pre-Alzheimer's and talk about that a little bit tomorrow during the show. We still have time for your suggestions during this November open line. We had a miscommunication with our scheduled guest, and so we sometimes open the lines when that happens to get your ideas for future programs. And we're happy to get your ideas. Let's try Joyce in Sheboygan. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. My suggestion, not my suggestion, but my topic is I just heard on another station this morning that the current administration is trying to put through legislation that is called Fast Track. And this allows the president to approve of any legislation that he deems necessary enough to pass it without the input of Congress.
Well, let me, I might, Joyce, I think that might be referring to putting this Trans-Pacific Partnership, this trade agreement, on the fast track, which is something they have done for other trade agreements, too. But we'll look into the issue that you just described. I don't think that would be for every single issue. I think, though, that Congress can vote to put it on this trade agreement on the fast track. And we will talk about that, I think, tomorrow between 7 and 8, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, that is, between 7 and 8 tomorrow. All right, let's see if we have any more ideas. You know what? I don't think we have time to take any more on the air. So instead, we will tell you that you can always send us suggestions for programs. You can send it to talk@wpr.org. That email is open 24 hours, talk@wpr.org. You can go on our website, our new and improved website, WPR.org, and there's places there for you to contact us and send program suggestions. If you want to call, our listener services number is 1-800-747-7444. You can also send a regular mail at 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Thanks very much to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.